3. Morontia Companions. These hosts of the Mansion and Morontia worlds are the offspring of a local universe mother spirit. They are created from age to age in groups of 100,000, and in Nebadon there are at present over 70 billion of these unique beings. Morontia Companions are trained for service by the Melchizedeks on a special planet near Salvington. They do not pass through the central Melchizedek schools. In service, they range from the lowest mansion worlds of the systems to the highest study spheres of Salvington, but they are seldom encountered on the inhabited worlds. They serve under the general supervision of the Sons of God and under the immediate direction of the Melchizedeks. The Morontia Companions maintain 10,000 headquarters in a local universe, on each of the first mansion worlds of the local systems. They are almost wholly a self-governing order and are, in general, an intelligent and loyal group of beings. But every now and then, in connection with certain unfortunate celestial upheavals, they have been known to go astray. Thousands of these useful creatures were lost during the times of the Lucifer Rebellion in Satania. Your local system now has its full quota of these beings, the loss of the Lucifer Rebellion having only recently been made up. There are two distinct types of Morontia Companions. One type is aggressive, the other retiring, but otherwise they are equal in status. They are not sex creatures, but they manifest a touchingly beautiful affection for one another. And while they are hardly companionate in the material, human sense, they are very close of kin to the human races in the order of creature existence. The midway creatures of the worlds are your nearest of kin, then come the Morontia Cherubim, and after them, the Morontia Companions. These companions are touchingly affectionate and charmingly social beings. They possess distinct personalities, and when you meet them on the mansion worlds, after learning to recognize them as a class, you will soon discern their individuality. Mortals all resemble one another. At the same time, each of you possesses a distinct and recognizable personality. Something of an idea of the nature of the work of these Morontia Companions may be derived from the following classification of their activities in a local system. 1. Pilgrim Guardians are not assigned to specific duties in their association with the Morontia Progressors. These companions are responsible for the whole of the Morontia career, and are therefore the coordinators of the work of all other Morontia and Transition Ministers. 2. Pilgrim Receivers and Free Associators. These are the social companions of the new arrivals on the Mansion Worlds. One of them will certainly be on hand to welcome you when you awaken on the initial Mansion World from the first transit sleep of time, when you experience the resurrection from the death of the flesh into the Morontia life. And from the time you are thus formally welcomed on awakening to that day when you leave the local universe as a first-stage spirit, these Morontia Companions are ever with you. Companions are not assigned permanently to individuals. An ascending mortal on one of the mansion or higher worlds might have a different companion on each of several successive occasions, and again might go for long periods without one. It would all depend on the requirements and also on the supply of companions available. 3. Hosts to Celestial Visitors. These gracious creatures are dedicated to the entertainment of the superhuman groups of student visitors and other celestials who may chance to sojourn on the transition worlds. You will have ample opportunity to visit within any realm you have experientially attained. Student visitors are allowed on all inhabited planets, even those in isolation. 4. Coordinators and Liaison Directors. These companions are dedicated to the facilitation of Morontia intercourse and to the prevention of confusion. They are the instructors of social conduct and Morontia progress, sponsoring classes and other group activities among ascending mortals. They maintain extensive areas wherein they assemble their pupils and from time to time make requisition on the celestial artisans and the reversion directors for the embellishment of their programs. As you progress, you will come in intimate contact with these companions, and you will grow exceedingly fond of both groups. It is a matter of chance as to whether you will be associated with an aggressive or a retiring type of companion. 5. Interpreters and Translators. During your early Mansonia career, you will have frequent recourse to the interpreters and the translators. They know and speak all the tongues of a local universe, They are the linguists of the realms. You will not acquire new languages automatically. You will learn a language over there, much as you do down here, and these brilliant beings will be your language teachers. The first study on imagined worlds will be the tongue of Satania, and then the language of Nevadon. And while you are mastering these new tongues, the Morantia companions will be your efficient interpreters and patient translators. You will never encounter a visitor on any of these worlds, but that some one of the Morantia companions will be able to officiate as interpreter. 6. Excursion and Reversion Supervisors. These companions will accompany you on the longer trips to the headquarters sphere and to the surrounding worlds of transition culture. They plan, conduct, and supervise all such individual and group tours about the system worlds of training and culture. 7. Area and Building Custodians. Even the material and Morantia structures increase in perfection and grandeur as you advance in the Mansonia career. As individuals and as groups, you are permitted to make certain changes in the abodes assigned as headquarters for your sojourn on the different mansion worlds. Many of the activities of these spheres take place in the open enclosures of the variously designated circles, squares, and triangles. The majority of the mansion world structures are roofless, being enclosures of magnificent construction and exquisite embellishment. The climatic and other physical conditions prevailing on the architectural worlds make roofs wholly unnecessary. These custodians of the transition phases of ascendant life are supreme in the management of Morantia affairs. They were created for this work, and pending the factualization of the Supreme Being, always will they remain Morantia companions. Never do they perform other duties. As systems and universes are settled in light and life, the mansion worlds increasingly cease to function as transition spheres of Morantia training. More and more, the Finaliters institute their new training regime, which appears to be designed to translate the cosmic consciousness from the present level of the Grand Universe to that of the future outer universes. The Morantia companions are destined to function increasingly in association with the Finaliters and in numerous other realms not at present revealed on Urantia. You can forecast that these beings are probably going to contribute much to your enjoyment of the mansion worlds, whether your sojourn is to be long or short, and you will continue to enjoy them all the way up to Salvington. They are not technically essential to any part of your survival experience. You could reach Salvington without them, but you would greatly miss them. They are the personality luxury of your ascending career in the local universe.